picture back?
Item 10, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the O'Donnell parking structure and the related land located at 929 to 931 East Michigan Avenue, Milwaukee, and the benefits of declaring the property surplus and negotiating with Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company for the purchase of such property. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment and is informational only.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Clerk. And let me also state for the record, what we will do today is have a very orderly meeting, and we have a lot of people that would like to give comment on this item, which is for informational only. And today we will seek the public input and hear both sides. So we will move forward accordingly. We have a number of cards. I have on my right a number for, a number against, and what we'll do is we'll start with the administration and Northwestern Mutual giving a presentation, and then we'll move on to comments as well. And for the committee, we'll try to hold our comments till the end of people's testimony, so that we can allow them to get through their full testimony. I believe Northwestern Mutual will have 10 minutes to give a presentation, if that's adequate, so that we can give a 3-minute max to everybody that would like to speak today. But feel free to take the floor, and then I'm sure we'll have comments as well. And we'll allow you to get through your presentation. So thank you, Madam Clerk, and I will turn it to Director T. Willie Smith.
Thank you, Chair and Supervisors. As you know, the Economic Development Department of DAS submitted an informational report that includes all the details of the proposed NM transaction, which our department will briefly go through after a short presentation from Sandy Botcher from Northwestern Mutual of their interest in the property what they would utilize the property for. So I'll hand it over to her, and then I will give a short overview from our department of our analysis of the proposal, and then it sounds like you're going to open it up to public comment after that. So I'll hand it over to Sandy.
Thank you very much. I will do my best to keep it to 10 minutes this morning, but we're pretty proud, and I've got a lot to say. So
let me make sure. Did you fill out a blue card?
Sure did.
Okay.
I think I was the first one this morning.
Gotcha. Okay. There we go. We got it. Thank you.
Northwestern Mutual believes in Milwaukee, and if you take a stroll down to our campus these days, I think you're going to see that that's visibly apparent. At the end of Wisconsin Avenue sits a glorious hole where our old East Building once stood, and we are finishing digging out that foundation and making an even bigger hole from which our new campus will rise. Never thought that a hole would mean so very much to me, but as the leader of our project, I think it is an amazing display of our commitment to Milwaukee. Indeed, our conviction is so great that we have rimmed our perimeter with a 160-foot banner that says exactly that: we believe in Milwaukee. Because we believe in Milwaukee, we are investing $450 million to grow our facilities here rather than somewhere else. And because we believe in Milwaukee, we will be able to keep 1,100 jobs here with the possibility of adding 1,900 more over the next decade. And because we believe in Milwaukee, this project will allow us to create work for Milwaukee businesses and residents while we erect our glorious new campus. And long term, it will allow us to establish relationships with businesses to help us keep those campus facilities up and running. We believe in Milwaukee, and that's why we've been here for 155 years. Our employees feel our connection to Milwaukee, and so do our financial representatives. This weekend, 10,000 reps and their families descended on Milwaukee for their annual meeting. Yesterday, they ran through our streets and along our lakefront on our annual run. And last night, they made their annual pilgrimage out to the Milwaukee County Zoo by the busfuls. The trip was a little longer due to the zoo closure, but I was told everybody had a good time nonetheless. They love coming to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee loves having them here as they walk through our community with their ribbons flying. Any history of Milwaukee would certainly include Northwestern Mutual, and any history of Northwestern Mutual would certainly include a discussion of Milwaukee. And it's because we believe in Milwaukee that we are here today to talk to you about our desire to purchase O'Donnell Square. Because we believe in Milwaukee, one of the primary drivers for the way that we are constructing our new campus is to better connect with the community. We have been out in the Milwaukee community doing good, giving money, allocating resources. It's what we do, but that work typically takes place outside our walls. Our goal is to design a campus that brings the community into our property. Starting first with the outside, we plan to establish gardens that actually look like we'd like you to walk on them, with walking passes, paths, beautiful vistas, places to sit, come down, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy our outdoor green space. We're inviting the community inside as well in ways that we've never done before. The first floor of our tower and our commons will be open to the public without having to go through security, an entirely different way of doing business for Northwestern Mutual. We want the community to come in, take advantage of the cafe that we are building, the identity center that we are building, enjoy our halls, and become part of Northwestern Mutual. Both the inside and the outside will have public gathering spaces where we expect to bring the community onto our property to relish the things that are important to Milwaukee and to Northwestern Mutual, and we look forward to providing those opportunities. So what we'd like to do is take our desire to connect to the community of Milwaukee across the street to O'Donnell. And we think that by doing so, we can benefit the community, the county, and Northwestern Mutual. If we were to acquire the property, we'd like to get in and in year one make about $7 million of repairs to the garage and to the public space up on the top. Those repairs would include structural repairs, deferred maintenance issues, improving the cleanliness, enhancing the lighting, and spiffing up the garage with some fresh paint and some updated signage to make it easier and safer for people, including Northwestern Mutual employees, to park there. Some have raised the question of why don't we just use a long-term lease to accomplish this rather than trying to purchase it? And that's a great question, one that we've spent a lot of time thinking about internally. We are one of the largest real estate investors in the company. We oversee a portfolio right now of about $35 billion worth of real estate investments. And we've asked our real estate folks whether we think we could accomplish the objectives for the community, the county, and Northwestern Mutual by doing it through some of the lease arrangements that we've heard being proposed. And while we've given it a lot of thought, we simply don't think it would accomplish all of our objectives here. We believe that there needs to be clear and singular accountability for who has to take care of that property, who's got the authority to enhance it, to repair it, and to make structural changes to that property. Such clear-cut and singular accountability wouldn't exist under a lease arrangement, and that would make it difficult to effectively and efficiently care for that property in the manner that we think it deserves. We want that accountability, and we want to be able to effectively and efficiently care for that property, and that's why we're not interested and don't think a leasehold would be the right way to do it. We're seeking to invest it to purchase it so that we can invest millions of our own dollars up front to enhance that property, and we think that this is the most effective way to be able to do that. We know that one of the concerns of the public is whether or not there will continue to be ample parking available. We've spent a lot of time talking to our neighbors and the attractions along the lakefront to understand what their parking needs are, as well as the needs of the visitors who utilize all of those attractions. And those conversations have really helped us shape the contents of our proposal. Right now, Northwestern Mutual has a couple of other facilities that we look to provide parking for our employees, and we expect to continue utilizing those sources even if we're able to acquire O'Donnell. Factoring in all of the sources that we have available to us and continue to keep available to us, by the end of 2025, we anticipate needing a little over half of the public spaces that are available there. So our proposal includes committing to keeping the garage open on nights and weekends to the public at market rate, and to preserving a certain number of spaces every day during the business day for the community to use that parking garage again at market rates. And while we've committed to keeping a couple of hundred spots available, our own analysis would tell us that we will have more to offer to the public than the spaces that we've committed to in our actual proposal. Our intent is to run that garage as though it was open to the public and to utilize all of the spaces and maximize its utilization even during the business day. So we think our objective will accomplish and meet all of the needs of the people who rely on that parking. We think there are a number of community benefits that can be reaped if we were able to invest $7 million to upgrade this property. We'd like to take it one step further by thinking about how to activate and enhance that property and drive more utilization of the open spaces than exist today. We have spent some time talking to the landscape architect that's helping us with our own facility, and while we haven't yet gone down the path of designing anything because it would be a bit premature, we have asked them for some preliminary thoughts about how we could take the concepts we're applying at Northwestern Mutual's campus across the street. And indeed, some of the pictures we've shown here are the work that that firm has done with public spaces in other very highly visible cities throughout the country. We've been asked as part of this in our discussions on desiring to enhance the green space why we won't commit to some form of deed restriction in the proposal that we're putting forward. And I'd like to say that we unequivocally think that the use of O'Donnell Square right now is exactly what we're hoping to continue. That's why we're looking to invest several million dollars up front. That's why we're thinking about enhancing it. And that's why we're agreeing to assume the leases of the tenants that are currently there, including Betty Brin, that's got a very long-term lease and an opportunity to extend. And we think that use is great as it is right now. But we think it would be wrong to presume that the community would never think that there could be a better use of that property sometime in the future. And rather than locking the community into a use that might not be the right use 100 years from now, we think there's adequate safeguards in the city's master plan and zoning process to assure that the community has a voice in saying what goes on O'Donnell. So we look to those protections to make sure that O'Donnell continues to be the right use for what the community wants. There's certainly some benefits for Milwaukee County, and I know that Teague is going to spend some time talking through those. But I would think it's safe to say that we understand that the county has choices to make and some thoughts about where its dollars can be spent. And we think that creative solutions like this one can help the county achieve its objectives and still push forward the goals of the community and the taxpayers. And we're hoping to be part of a creative solution that will free up some much-needed capital for the county while keeping this beautiful public space open and enhanced. And finally, some benefits for Northwestern Mutual, because we'd like to think there should be some of those as well. Of course, we would love the front doorstep to our campus to have a beautiful, safe, well-tained, maintained public space, as well as having the opportunity to provide good parking for both the employees and the community that we expect to be visiting our campus in larger numbers. We know that there have been some comments about whether Northwestern Mutual might be getting a better deal than it should because there hasn't been an official RFP process. The $14 million price, of course, was set by an independent county appraisal back in 2013. That appraisal takes into account the restrictions that are currently there on the usage of the site, including the property's zoning as a park district. It also takes into account the long-term leases that we would be assuming if we were to purchase that property. Northwestern Mutual, the county, and the appraiser anticipate that this property is going to continue to be maintained in its quasi-park-like fashion with the open spaces on top and the public parking below. And we expect to invest more than almost $7 million when we buy the property. So when you factor all of these things into play, we're really putting more than $14 million into this property, a property that we fully intend is going to continue to be used in this park-like fashion for the long term. Given that the property is zoned a park district and can't be commercially developed, and that buyers would face significant repair costs such as the ones we've identified, there hasn't seemed to have been a whole lot of demand for people coming forward, even though Northwestern Mutual's conversations around desiring to purchase this property have been in the public eye for quite some time. So we think for all of those reasons, the value that we're getting is the right value to pay for this property. Finally, as I mentioned, we've spent a lot of time talking with our neighbors along the lakefront. All of them that you see represented here on this slide have represented support for Northwestern Mutual acquiring this property, and I suspect their names are on those blue cards stacked up there next to Supervisor Bowen. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Teague to carry forward.
Thank you. Go ahead, Director.
Mr. Chair, did you want to field any questions from NM at this point, or have me go through some of the more technical details and then field questions?
Let's have you go through some of the technical details first.
Okay.
Thank you. Allow members to ask after that.
All right. So we'll switch computers here. Yep. Bear with me for a moment. All right, so we submitted a very lengthy report to you all because we wanted to make sure you had all of the information that we had in our analysis of this project. I am not going to go through all 20 pages of the report and all 300 pages of the exhibit, but I would like to go through some key information of why I feel that this is a phenomenal opportunity for the county. The benefit side was outlined by NM. That it would not only produce revenue for the county, but get much-needed maintenance and repair improvements while maintaining public access. And that's important because this concept of potentially what happens to O'Donnell is not a new item for this board nor the community. Recall that the lakefront plan, which is included in your packet, was passed by this county board, signed off by dozens of people that are interested in the lakefront, many of which are here today. And recall in that plan, this is just a quick visual of part of that plan, you'll see it pretty much right in the center there, what was O'Donnell Park is envisioned in the future to actually include development. But there's a really long conversation about what that development might include, and the plan really anticipated that, because the plan said, while the committee recommends that O'Donnell Park retain in its current function in the short term with openness for redevelopment if desired in the future. In this context, it contemplates in connection with the transit center. Of course, we know that the transit center is developing separately. But that comment about retain its current function in the short term, i.e. a parking structure and plaza, with openness for redevelopment, that'd be a really hard thing to RFP, right? Somebody that's willing to maintain it as a garage and a park and otherwise consider redevelopment in the future. And so when NM approached us saying, hey, in the short term, i.e. the useful life of the garage, next, however many years that is, we think that's about 20 years, we want to keep it as parking and a plaza and consider redevelopment in the future. And it falls very much in line with what the redevelopment plan for the area is that has been supported by multiple entities. There's another key part of that plan that says, in the interim, maintenance and security of the parking structure for patrons may still be potential issues, and a feasibility study should be developed to explore possible outsourcing of the function at a net profit to the county. And so what we see is that we have a lack of maintenance of what we're able to afford at the county, and I'll talk about what some of those numbers are. And here we have a partner that is willing to take on that maintenance obligation, which is, from their estimates, over a $6 million cost. Another key component of this entire information packet that we sent to you is the actual purchase agreement. We thought it was very important that you had all the details that have been negotiated with Northwestern Mutual for the purchase of this. So that is in your packet. We don't anticipate any changes between now and when we bring this forward as an action item in September. I wanted to draw your attention in that packet to what's called Exhibit C. And it's an operations contract, because we do have many safeguards in here for some of the things we're talking about. And the first is, during the useful life of the garage, there has to be it has to comply with the property zoning, the current property zoning, which is parks, to accommodate a wide variety of public and quasi-public open spaces and facilities providing recreation and cultural opportunities going forward. What's also included in the packet is to understand we understand we have to have some public mechanism of when redevelopment happens, what does that look like? With the planning powers residing with the City of Milwaukee, some of their current deed restrictions residing in the City of Milwaukee, we feel it is a strong compromise to maintain public input going forward so that a private enterprise just can't decide to put whatever they want going forward and have a public process through the zoning process. There's a very key provision in that zoning process which basically says any adjoining property owner, in this case, we are an adjoining property owner, the county as an organization, can require a 3/4 vote from the city council on any change of zoning going forward. So not only were we able to negotiate a public process going forward, if it is considered to be redevelopment, it requires a supermajority of that public body, which I think is very strong protection in that regard. As Sandy mentioned, we also have included in there the public parking spaces that are available on evenings and weekends, together with 200 parking spaces during the day as well, which is something that our parking study suggested. The next portion of that contract is covers the bridges. So we have several bridges that connect there to get you over to the Art Museum and over to the Transit Center, and the connections of those will continue to be maintained, also preserving rights if those bridges need to be replaced going forward. The next key information is the appraisal. We've had the appraisal since we were in closed session back during budget season and gave a very detailed overview, of which I'm happy to provide to anybody at any given point. For the purposes of today's discussion, I want to just highlight the addendum that was made. So, of course, a net income approach was used for the garage. So looking at what net income could we expect from the garage going forward, that number was $14 million if you created a present value of what that is worth today. At the time of the appraisal, there was a line in the appraisal that said, basically, we have not been notified of any potential deferred maintenance. Since that time that we had that appraisal done and presented to this committee, we interviewed multiple departments, including our facilities department, to determine that currently there's about $1.3 million of repairs that are needed to fix a roof leaking problem. And I'll talk about some of those reports in just a second. So the financial deal with NM would be the $14 million purchase price less a credit for the $1.3 million of existing repairs that we know are needed. We have approximately $7.7 million of debt and transaction costs. So you would net that out of the purchase price of $12.7 million. That would create a $5 million parks fund, would be the suggestion of the administration, that money be continued to be allocated towards the Parks Department with decisions made, of course, by this county board through the typical budget or other financial decision-making processes. The next key document that I just want to give you a brief overview of is the parking study. Part of the mandate from the board during last year's budget cycle was the creation of a task force by the Comptroller's Office. We have been a member of that task force. That report has not been issued yet by the Comptroller's Office, but we have been sharing data and information to make sure we're all on the same page. Part of that data and information was the desire update the 2010 City of Milwaukee parking study, because recall that there was a mass surplus in that parking study as of 2010, but also at the same time there were no projected developments. And since the time of that study, we have the announcement of the NM structure, of course the announcement of the Couture project, and also 833 West Michigan Avenue is also currently under construction. So a lot has changed. So the parking study, at the end of the day, I want to go with some of the summary and conclusions. But the big highlight is it's complicated. It's very complicated with projecting what development may come, projecting where parkers may actually go, and doing all of this in the middle of construction of 794 when over 1,000 parking spaces are out of commission temporarily. It's a very difficult time to do a parking study. Nevertheless, here's a brief informational. It's in the informational report as a summary, but I just want to go over some of the summaries and conclusions. There appears to be adequate parking within District D, which is the Lakefront District, primarily in O'Donnell Park, to meet the needs of NM and the other development projects as presented herein, which includes all the projects I just mentioned, including the potential of developing the state-owned site of where the ramps are being moved for 794. There is a significant assumption in that parking recommendation, which is that currently the lake lot that the county owns had 1,400 parkers, and those parkers are currently displaced because of construction. Several of them have come to O'Donnell. Some of them have spread out to other areas. We don't know how many of those parking spaces are going to come back and how many of those parkers are going to stay in the lakefront district or find other more affordable parking. Just to give you some sense of pricing, the people that were parking on that lake lot were paying about $70 per month. The going rate in the lakefront area is about $130 per month. And no one knows where those 1,400 parkers are going to go. Are they going to continue to look for affordable rates on the perimeter of downtown? Is the Third Ward going to extend their project or extend their parking garage and build an additional floor, which they have plans to do? There's the City Park Once program to promote people parking actually further west on Wisconsin Avenue at more affordable rates and coming into downtown by bus or other form of transportation. So it depends on the assumption you make. If you make the assumption that those parkers are going to find somewhere else to park, then we still have a small parking surplus, a couple hundred spaces. If you assume all of those 1,400 parkers are now going to park at $130 in the lakefront district, we will have a deficit of parking to the tune of about 1,000 or more spaces. So it's not perfect. I wish I could sit here and say we can predict the future on parking, but it's a really difficult time to do that analysis. Additional conclusions of that analysis, we believe the sale of O'Donnell Park facility to NM is likely the best solution for the county, given the entire spectrum of opportunities. It seems counterproductive to sustainable practices for NM to build a 700 to 800 space parking structure when O'Donnell has 1,300 spaces and nearly 50% is available. It suggests that if the county and the O'Donnell Park facility are sold to NM, long-term accommodations for Betty Brennan Art Museum would need to be maintained. So that's where the allocation of additional public parking spots needs to be maintained. So that's the overview of the parking study. There are very detailed tables that are available, which I'm very happy to go through with anybody. Probably more detail than you want in this brief overview, but between now and the action file in September, if there are any questions about how this parking study gets done. But again, ultimately the conclusion of the parking study is they would recommend a sale of O'Donnell to NM for the purposes outlined by NM. Quickly, on the structural side of things, the best analogy I have is when you sell your house and you notice a repair is needed as the seller here, the county. We just want to repair the leak, and as a buyer owning it for the next however many decades wants to fix it right and replace the roof. So we have a report from Grafe Engineers, which essentially indicates that to repair the leak, it would be a total cost of $1.08 million. Now you add to that the 20% architectural and engineering costs when the county does a project. That's how you get to the $1.3 million number. That is compared to the what we call the Walker Report by Walker Engineers. It was prepared by NM, whose total line item gets to nearly $6.6 million. And those are the nearly $7 million of repairs that NM indicated that they will be making going forward. Just a few more technical details to go through as you make this decision. The next is related to title. So we have included in your packet a title map. And now this is a map not prepared by a surveyor, but instead prepared by our department, just to give you a rough outline of how we acquired this property and what some of the restrictions are going forward. To summarize, the southern half of the garage, so this is the garage, is outlined here. And the southern half of that garage in the green area was acquired from the state of Wisconsin with very little restrictions. The northern half was acquired through a couple transactions from the city of Milwaukee, where there are some deed restrictions that would need to be resolved before NM actually closes on the property. So what would we be presenting? What we would be presenting in September is a purchase agreement that has a due diligence period. And so during that roughly 6-month due diligence period, NM has to go through all of its structural reports, make sure it's as they understand it to be. They would also have to get a deed restriction released from the city of Milwaukee or a partial deed restriction released for them to acquire the property. We've included a very detailed overview of the title restrictions on the property. The two are highlighted in the report related to the deeds from the city of Milwaukee when it came to the county that essentially say that it needs to be continued to be made maintained as public parkland or parkland available to the public. If we were to sell it to anyone without getting that deed restriction removed, the land would automatically revert back to the city. So, of course, it's in everyone's interest if we approve this transaction to make that sure that deed restriction gets released. So part of the purchase agreement would be that we would participate in the removal of that deed restriction to show our support of that if that is a file that the board ultimately approves. I think I have two more technical details I just want to go through with you. The environmental assessment. So there was a 1980s resolution passed by the board that says during park, when there's a potential sale of parkland, that there should be ordered from sewer PAC an environmental assessment. So that was ordered through that process, and you have that in your packet. And ultimately, they conclude that given the foregoing, the commission staff would recommend that from both the environmental and recreational purposes, any disposition of O'Donnell Park include a mechanism for the ownership goals of the lakefront plan can be implemented, which, and it outlines what's listed in that plan. Maintain or enhance the existing Lake Michigan Museum vistas. Maintain and enhance the existing parkland and related green space with O'Donnell until redevelopment occurs consistent with the plan. And honor the existing lease agreements from Betty Brin and other public users of that facility. Earlier on in this document, they indicate that there are no environmental concerns. The subject parcel does not contain primary or secondary environmental corridor or isolated natural resources. So we think that satisfies that previous board resolution, and otherwise it's always good to have third-party review of what we're proposing. The final issue that I want to just talk with everybody in some detail is how much money are we actually making off O'Donnell and whether or not financially this is a good asset for us to keep. There's been a lot of numbers thrown around, and these numbers we received through the task force in the comptroller's office. And so these are actual numbers of revenue and expense from 2008, 2009, 2012. And you can see that roughly there's been about $2 million of revenue received each year, expenses ranging from $500,000 to $713,000. But then you add to that the debt service that is paid. So although it may have been true up through 2012 that there was about $1 million of net revenue received by the county, it's no longer true because of the debt service that has been incurred to do the repairs that were done a few years ago and new debt service that would be required to cover this $1.3 million of repairs. So this is what the projections look like for the next 3 years. Again, to maintain revenue of about $200,000, again, expenses about $700,000, but new debt service of $160,000 and old debt service of $800,000. So we would be projected to make about $300,000 a year going forward, but that number decreases depending on what expenses we have and what other items we have to incur because we would continue to maintain the liability for the parking garage going forward. So the comptroller did an analysis of what does that look like if the county continues to maintain it. Over the life of the project would gain revenue of about $49 million, present value dollars, expenses of about $16 million, old debt of $6.9 million, and new debt of over $28 million of needed replacement costs once the useful life of the garage is finished. That means from a financial perspective, O'Donnell has a negative value to the county, a negative value of $1.6 million of current dollars. Now, that's compared to what NM is proposing, which is $14 million sale price offset for the repair, pay off our debt payoff and the other expenses related to that for a net value of $5 million. And it's a fairly simple analysis. Would we prefer to have $5 million today or negative $1.6 million today? So from purely a financial perspective, it would be beneficial for us to take this offer. We believe the offer represents a fair value based on the appraisal. Otherwise, there's ultimately a decision that has to be made by the county board, because historically there has been revenue garnered by parks in previous years up to $1 million a year, projected to be about $300,000 a year, but that's net of debt because, of course, the Parks Department does not pay off the debt to the project. That gets paid off in other areas of the budget. So this particular decision in gaining $5 million for the Parks Department does not necessarily need to be a negative proposition for the parks. It would take a commitment from the county board to, in future years' budgets, offset the cost that otherwise is being paid to debt service and allocated as income to the Parks Department. A very complicated conversation that I'm sure is going to have to involve the Parks Department, the Comptroller's Office, and conversations were certainly encouraged to have during the recess between the time we are presenting now and the time we present an action file. So bottom line, from our perspective, financially, the deal makes sense. It gets us under out of a huge liability we currently are incurring. We believe it's consistent with the lakefront plan, which indicates keep it in its current form for the short term, consider redevelopment later. We've identified the public process where that is anticipated to happen. And in addition to that, it's supporting all of the thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars of investments from one of our strongest partners to make this a true asset for Milwaukee County. And I'm certainly happy to stick around and answer any questions.
All right. Thank you. Members of the committee have any questions directly for Northwest Mutual or Director Smith? Teague Whaley Smith. Right now. Supervisor Taylor.
Teague, you had the last one of the last slides, you had the 2014 to 2055 number of $1.6 million in debt. So how do we get the new debt? Are we building a new building? Are we a new parking structure? Or are you saying that with the money that Northwestern Mutual is going to spend to repair it, we can expect that to be a parking structure to 2055?
I don't know. Scott, you want me to tackle that one? Or I'm happy to tackle that one. If there's more details in the backup of this, we can certainly get that information to people. So the way that that's calculated is essentially, if you notice that projection from 2014 to 2055, is a 40-year period. So the contractor projected over 40 years. So 20 years is the expected useful life of the garage. And so what that $28 million represents of new debt is essentially the cost of rebuilding it once the structure is no longer safe to utilize.
So that would be rebuilding a new one?
Correct.
That's it.
Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. Supervisor Schmidt.
I know we're going to hear a lot more and see the proposal. And the only question I have is what we don't have control over, and that is the can you answer that question? I was not sure I got that. And you know, it was a good report. You summarized it well. And so a lot of questions had been answered here about what we get and what it costs, et cetera. The deed restriction. Milwaukee has control over that. Could you go over that one more time? I mean, that seems to be a sticky point, or what would happen in the future. And I understand about the supermajority and development, the common, the public. Those are all very important to me. I think almost everyone, I would think. But do you understand, Mike, where I'm going
yes.
with the question?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and Supervisor. So that's absolutely correct. I hate to use a law school analogy, but it was helpful in me understanding it, that property is a bundle of sticks is the way that they teach it. And the city, when they gave the property to Milwaukee County, they maintained the bundle of sticks about the future use of the property. So when we bought the property or were gifted the property from the city of Milwaukee, we were only given the right to operate a park and parking garage on that site. So that's exactly what we are selling to NM. There is a deed restriction also that it can't go to a private party without the city leasing that deed restriction. So they would at the very least have to release that private party component and then make a decision about the public parks component, whether they are going to lift that now or at the future when a development proposal is received. So the city of Milwaukee maintained that right. Therefore, we can't sell it. So there had been some talk about, well, what is the property worth if we have if NM has the ability to redevelop it in the future? Well, in many sense, that's a moot point because we don't own that to be able to sell it to them. Recall that there was a transaction that many of you may have been a part of that sold the adjacent land to NM that had the exact same deed restrictions. So you'll see that where O'Donnell Park is outlined here, this thicker black line here is what was sold to NM in a previous transaction with the same or similar deed restrictions. In that transaction, it was actually the responsibility for the county to lift those deed restrictions, and we ended up having to pay the city about 20% of the purchase price together with give them 10 acres of land elsewhere in the county. You'd have to do a pretty sophisticated analysis to see if we made good on that offer or not, but it's precedent for what we're trying to accomplish here, precedent for NM's continued investment in the area, and we just don't have the right to sell to them the ability to develop the property, and so that's why we relied on the zoning process going forward.
Thank you. My follow-up would be then is that I'm interested, and I would think almost everyone's interested in the public nature of it because we represent Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. We understand. I still have policies, NML, by the way, for public disclosure for since the 70s. So, you know, no one is ever going to argue if we're going to ever think about this. I mean, NML, I think, is the optimum and the best partner possible. It's been a great corporate citizen, and when you have your headquarters in a place, I mean, that's when we look in the future about things and deals we've made. I'm always looking for headquarters from the future because people can leave. I mean, they're going to be solid here, and I think you're going to have a lot of responsibility to follow up on some of these things. So my question directly is on can Milwaukee bypass this process if NML goes to them and say take the deed restrictions off? Could they do a simple majority right now? And so this would be kind of moot. Do you see where I'm going with that question?
Well, a couple of different ways that it could transpire. So on the actual deed restriction, they could make a decision by a simple majority. The supermajority comes in related to zoning.
Right.
So if they were, for example, to remove the entire deed restriction at this point with no future restrictions, they could do that by simple majority. However, we would still have the protection of the zoning. And so, and again, as an adjacent property owner, we could demand a 3/4 vote of the city council, which means, you know, if my math is quickly correct here, is essentially you need, I think, 12 votes, which means that you can only afford to lose 3 votes. So I don't foresee that being a realistic circumstance until the time that the public really wants to see development to go forward. And, you know, that step of the process has to happen anyway when development comes. And we're trying to sort of meet NM halfway here by protecting the public to make sure that there is a public process. And, again, in this circumstance, has a supermajority process as well.
All right. There's so many other things. But those are important questions we need to start with, and I'm done. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Any other members of the committee? I do want clarification on the deed restrictions that are being requested to be dropped. Is it clear that we're saying there would be no restrictions on this deed moving forward if it is sold to Northwestern Mutual?
Thank you, Chair and Supervisors. No, what would maintain is the city deed restrictions that restrict it both as a public park and as a private party. Transaction. You can't sell it to a private party. In order for NM to actually close on the property, they would have to have the deed restriction of the private party portion removed. So there would continue to be a deed restriction on the property when you say yes to this process. Now, NM has to work with the city to remove the deed restriction, and I can't forecast or predict how the city will handle that process. But regardless of how that transpires, I would expect the zoning to continue to be public park zoning and the zoning to be handled at a different time when the site is ready for redevelopment. And from my conversations with them, just to confirm what Sandy has presented to you, is that they've always expressed the intent to continue to use the garage and continue to protect the plaza. The question is, of course, this has a 20-year useful life. A lot changes in 20 years. A lot changes in 60 years, 100 years. And can we be in a position, can NM be in a position, or anybody, to predict what that is going forward? No. None of us know what the future is going to hold. So how do we come up with a process that works for NM, works for the public, and for us, we compromised on the zoning being that component because it seems to be the one particular process that works for all parties.
And I want to be clear on what exactly Northwestern Mutual is going to the city of Milwaukee to lobby for. So they are lobbying for the ability to restrict part of the deed restriction for a private party to attain this parcel. But they are not lobbying for the removal of this being a public park and public space.
Yeah, we are not asking for any of the zoning to change, so it would still be zoned as park usage. All we're asking for is the restriction to be lifted or modified so that it can be transferred to a private party who intends to continue to operate it in a public fashion.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a very important part of the of this process and the interests of the public as well. That would change the whole dynamic of this this sale. So safe to hear. Let's go ahead and thank you so much for your presentation. Oh, Supervisor Haas, I'm sorry. Thank you. You can grab a mic over there or over here at the other table if you'd like, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I was just, and I'd like to thank representatives from Northwestern for being here and the Economic Development Director for his attention to this matter. Obviously, very important. But, Mr. Chairman, I was curious, when will the construction for Northwestern Mutual's new facility, the great hole in the ground that was referred to, when will that be completed?
Very good question, Supervisor Haas. I'll turn to Northwestern Mutual.
We expect to have the towers completed and start moving in 2017.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Very timely question. Also, do we know the timeline for the construction that also affects parking in the third ward along the, is that the I-84, 894?
It's a great question. Our staff is working with DOT to understand which portions of that are going to be finished at which point, because, of course, our department's budget relies heavily on leasing the surface park underneath. Mm-hmm. I don't have those exact details with me, so I'll have to forward that to the committee.
Supervisor Haas.
I should sit up here, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, were you asking about 794?
Yes.
Yeah, the construction, the rebuilding of the Hone Bridge is expected to be complete in November of 2015, so November of next year. As a dweller of Bayview, I look forward to that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. What we'll do is we'll move on to public comment, and we'll thank the department and Northwestern Mutual's representative, Ms. Botcher, for your presentation, and we will actually alternate between people for and against. So let's see. Let's start with Kevin Kennedy. In favor? You're not speaking. Okay, we'll just recognize you as not speaking, but four in favor. Let's go to Rich Tennessee of Architects Epstein and Ewan.
Thank you, Supervisor. Again, my name is Rich Tennyson, president of Epstein Ewan Architects, located in Milwaukee County's Third Ward. Happy to be here. I'm speaking in support of selling O'Donnell Park to Northwestern Mutual. We've been involved through the county in lakefront planning for a number of years, including the master plan and most recently design of the elevated bridges. O'Donnell Park is an important link from the business district to the lakefront, and the improvements that are contemplated are an important part of doing this, and I believe this is a win-win for everybody, as previously outlined. So, again, very much in support of moving forward in regards to this plan.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson.
You said you were going to go for and against, for and against, for and against, all for or all against. I'm just asking.
Yeah, we'll alternate. A gentleman from Epstein and Youth and Architects is for.
Okay.
Next we have someone against.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Edith McFadden. Speaking against.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to this committee of supervisors. And I found it very interesting listening to the presentation. I first want to say that there's no question that Northwestern Mutual has been a very significant contributor to the life of Milwaukee for more than 150 years. And I don't think that anyone is really questioning the contributions that the company has made, and we certainly hope that they will continue to make that in the future. However, with the approach to buying lakefront park property, the financials that were presented here, I'm confused by, because this is truly priceless property that the county has in trust for the public and has had in trust for a long time. And in my opinion, absolutely needs to continue to hold in trust for the public. And the function of the supervisors is to represent the interests of the public. The parking structure, the maintenance of it, the use of it, I think is a secondary issue, although certainly important. But the principle of selling lakefront park property is what, in my opinion, is really needs to be addressed. And selling any of the lakefront park property is setting a very bad precedent. The lakefront park property for Milwaukee is one of the jewels of Milwaukee County. And it's irreplaceable. And once it's gone, it's gone. And once the precedent for selling it is there, then the whole lakefront's going to go to private control. What we now have, public parkland, will go to private control. We've seen that happen in many, many cities of the same size on the Great Lakes, and it will happen here unless we're vigilant and protect that. I don't blame Northwestern for wanting that area. I don't blame developers for wanting to develop. Absolutely prime real estate. That's their job. But it's our job to maintain the integrity of the park system, and especially the lakefront parks. So I'm here to offer support for maintaining the full integrity of the lakefront park system. Northwestern can certainly find other ways to provide parking for its employees. This has been done by many companies, many different ways. It's not insoluble, and it does not require the sale of lakefront park property, which is priceless. Thank you very much for your time and attention.
Thank you. Okay. And we'll continue to emphasize the three-minute limit. Ken Kramer of Building Advantage.
Well, good morning, supervisors. I'm here today to show my support to sell O'Donnell parking structure to Northwestern Mutual. The reason I wanted to speak today is we've been dealing with Northwestern Mutual. Obviously, we've all been talking about the $450 million new project. 18 months ago, I started conversations with Northwestern, and every time, if you can imagine the building process, there's problems and there's solutions. And I can tell you that every time we've got into a situation where there's a problem, Northwestern has been nothing but helping us find the solution to make sure things move forward. We're talking about a corporate citizen that's second to none. If people are concerned about the park and what it's going to be, I think the $7 million investment into it from Northwestern is a lot better than the county's plan. I'm not trying to say anything bad about the county, but we don't have the resources to do what Northwestern wants to do. So I'm asking you as supervisors to vote in favor of selling this at some point to make sure that our corporate citizen helps Milwaukee County and part of our parks and parking structure to be even better. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now we have Jim Gooley. Is that the – okay. Did I say your name?
Yes.
Correct? Thank okay. Thank you. We'll allow you to speak for 3 minutes max.
Hi, I'm Jim Gooley, Executive Director of the Park People of Milwaukee County. We're friends of all Milwaukee County parks. Did you ever feel like an ant in the path of a steamroller? That's how I feel right now, because ultimately the park people looks out for our parks long term, and I believe that this is not a long term good solution for our parks. As with anything, numbers can be made to tell whatever you want them to, statistics and numbers. So when you look at the four-year financial analysis of the property, of the park, I should say, you have to make assumptions. And one assumption that was made is that there's going to be $28 million of future expense related to this project. That's something you have to look really closely at. To follow your own policy, you have to declare this property surplus. It seems inconceivable to me that you can declare surplus a park that produces net revenue. Net revenue in this case for our parks department, because the parks department is not charged with paying off debt, is averaging between $1 million and $2 million a year. Let's just say it's $1.2 million a year. In County Executive Abley's budget, he proposed that he would backfill that $1.2 million loss of revenue to our department with tax levy. So if that's the case, will the citizens of Milwaukee County, going forward, have to pay $1.2 million to our parks just to okay the sale? That seems to me to be poor business and short-sighted. $1.2 million in revenue to our parks department can hire, on an average, over 200 seasonal employees for the summer months. If O'Donnell is sold, how are your parks going to be maintained if you don't backfill that $1.2 million and you have a loss of 200 seasonal employees? You really have to look closely at declaring this surplus. I challenge you to determine that a net revenue provided from this structure and park can make it surplus. Thank you.
Thank you. We will go to Bill Zielinski. Bill, did I say your last name right?
Close. Bill Zielinski.
Say it one more time.
Bill Zielinski.
Zielinski. All right.
S-I-N-S-K-Y.
Sorry. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you for addressing this issue and for taking the public input. My perspective on this, I'm in favor of the sale, by the way, is threefold. I work nearby. I'm at Robert W. Baird. I use O'Donnell for parking, and I'm a county resident and voter. So I certainly encourage your support of this purchase to this community-minded corporate citizen. as somebody who works nearby and I overlook the park, I have phenomenal views. 5-6 days a week, I see the activity on the park, and certainly look forward to the improvements that Northwestern would make to enhance the use of the park. As a parker in the structure, clearly you can see the deferred maintenance and the deferred capital and work that has to be done, but clearly the county can't afford to do. So you have the best partner coming in to make those expenditures. And then as a resident and voter and somebody who deals every day, and the real estate director at Baird, with cash flow, operating capital cash flows in real estate, totally understand the numbers, and you know, we're lucky to have Northwest Mutual step up to help the residents with this park and maintain it. So I'm certainly in favor of it, but thank you for considering it.
Thank you. We have our next speaker speaking against, Charlie Camps.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, I welcome this opportunity. There are two principal protections that we have for this park now. One is the deed restrictions, and the other is the state constitutional requirement relating to filled lakebed land. And a large part of the southern part of O'Donnell Park is filled lakebed land. The land on which the park is now was turned over to the county pursuant to the voters in the city of Milwaukee approving in a referendum, turning it over to the county on condition that the county operate it forever as a public park with a reverter to the city if they failed to do that. And the voters' wishes was incorporated in the deed restrictions that transferred the property to the county. The county, when it received all the old city parks, got a huge benefit, but it also assumed some responsibility. The responsibility was for the county to operate the park. There's a lot of difference. For the man on the street to have his wishes followed between trying to address a huge corporation and trying to address the elected voters, the people elected by the voters. You as a public body assumed responsibility, your predecessors did, and I think you must honor that responsibility. We heard from Ms. Botcher that things may change in 20 years. They may have a different opinion. The community may have a better idea in 20 years. And if the current use is not maintained, Northwestern Mutual would determine the future use. They're a wonderful corporation, but that's not right. You have the responsibility and the duty, I believe. The other principal restraint on selling the property is the law based on our Constitution relating to the use of filled lakebed lands. A large part of this site is filled lakebed land, the southern part. Under the law, that must be owned by a public body devoted to the benefit of the public, for the use and enjoyment of the public. It can't be transferred to a private party. A reverter doesn't work. If Northwestern Mutual takes over this property, how can the city exercise its right of reverter and take it back. It's not feasible.
Mr. Kamps, I have to ask you to just wrap up your comments.
Yeah. We get a negative value now by assuming a $58 million replacement. That's how you get that negative value. A $58 million replacement, never going to happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Roy Eisman. Roy Eisman.
Well, it's actually Ray. I'm just a private citizen who lives over in Wauwatosa. I am here to support this idea of selling this facility to Northwestern Mutual. This has been a very troubled facility for quite a long time, requiring a lot of maintenance that the county really doesn't have the money to afford. I kind of see this in terms of the analogy of the homeowner who's trying to sell his house, but he's got a huge water problem in the basement. And he's been very fortunate to find a very, very, very high quality buyer to take this problem off his hands. My final comment is really I would hope that you could find a way to make sure that any proceeds from the sale, I think they said $5 million or something, is in fact directed to all the deferred maintenance that's required in our county parks. And I know I don't know what the number is, but you do, and I know it's a very big number. I do a lot of golfing in Milwaukee County. I've worked at the parks as one of those seasonal workers a long time ago. And as I get around in parks today, I see that there is a lot of work that needs to be done. I would hope that the $5 million would be dedicated to that purpose. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have no more cards of speakers again, so I'll start to name off people that registered against but are not speaking, and I'll announce Mary Smith of Brevard Parks, not speaking, but registering against as well. I'll now call Dan, I never could pronounce your last name.
Bukavich.
Thank you so much.
Like it's spelled.
Oh, Dan. Bukavich is speaking in favor. Thank you, Dan.
Morning, supervisors. I'd like to address you on three different levels on this. First, I am the president of the Milwaukee Area Building and Construction Trade Council. I'll be speaking on their behalf first. I represent over 18 locals with 10,000 workers, and we are in full support of Northwestern Mutual's offer to purchase the O'Donnell Park parking structure. This is a win-win situation for all parties involved. You've seen the numbers. You've seen the projections. Without a doubt, they are a great corporate citizen. This is a win-win in every aspect. The county does not have the financial budget to sustain and improve it the way Northwestern would. The benefits include the reduction of the debt service, future maintenance budget costs, addition of property tax revenue that is currently now non-taxable, continued public access for parking, continued public access to the open space, and continued access to area attractions. That's key for the public to keep these entities, and they are a working partner to do this. Secondly, I'd like to address you as a 50-year resident and taxpayer of Milwaukee County. I've lived here my whole life. I've enjoyed the county park system. It used to be our jewel. As things have tightened up and restraints have gone, the way we budget now, you guys currently lease parks to municipalities for $1 a year because you cannot meet maintenance costs in them. To try to keep this pocket park and call it part of the lakefront, which was redefined this spring by Wisconsin Act 140, redefining the shoreline, makes no sense. You have Bender Park, you have Bayview Park, you have Grant, Sheridan, you have veterans and doctors all up and down the lake for total access to the public. This one little park will still be maintained by Northwestern and open for public usage. Third, I'd like to address you as a fellow elected official. I'm an alderman down in the city of Oak Creek, and much like you, these issues come across me too. You have decisions to make, and as the woman up here prior to me said, you have a duty to the interests of your county residents. I'd like to correct that and say you have a responsibility for the best interests of your residents of Milwaukee County. This proposal, although difficult and has many different angles to it, in the end is the best proposal for the constituents of Milwaukee County, I being one of them. And I fully support this as the president of building trades, as a municipal alderman, and also as a county resident. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll also name Russell Kessinger. That's that right? You are registering. Are you speaking or are you registering against?
Yes.
You are speaking. Okay.
I'm with the parks people, and we gave you a printed report. Charlie did not have a chance because of the 3 minutes to go to the last paragraph at the bottom. We believe that leasing is the answer. You maintain ownership. You maintain the ability to adjust to unknown issues in the future. A lease can cover everything that Northwestern Mutual is promising. They can put leasehold improvements in and be satisfied that it's going to be a good facility for them, but you don't have to give up ownership. That's the only thing I want to add from our statement.
All right, thank you. Next, I have David Marcus of the Betty Brand Children's Museum.
Good morning. Thank you, Supervisors. I am here today in support of the O'Donnell Park sale to Northwestern Mutual.
And state your position with.
I am the I'm the board president of the Betty Brand Children's
gotcha.
Museum.
Thank you.
I'm also a citizen, business person downtown. The museum is an important organization that benefits 200,000 kids locally into some of the most needed areas and outreach into our city. And Northwestern is a leader in support of our efforts and has been for years. As a tenant of O'Donnell Park, I have a unique we have a unique perspective on the potential sale. We're in the building. We live in the house. And we watch how it's maintained, and the county does their best with a very limited set of resources to fight fires as they can. It is a beautiful place to park on top of the garage. I don't know how the garage got there if this was only supposed to be a park. But we have green space on top of the garage that I see right now is underutilized. I think it's the pedestrian gateway to our community. To our city, to Northwestern's doorstep. It seems to me, while Northwestern owns a large quantity of real estate, they are in the insurance business, and it wouldn't make a lot of sense for them to find a way to buy this property that needs a lot of maintenance and has a lot of restrictions. Really doesn't seem like a tremendous real estate strategy unless they are protecting their front doorstep, which seems to me to be their biggest goal. I also have another unique perspective, as I have been a tenant in a building that Northwestern has owned, 100 East Wisconsin Avenue. And I watched them do maintenance to the building, not to fight fires, but to make the building the best building it could possibly be. I watched them really work very hard, and obviously from as a real estate developer, giving up some return in the name of their brand and what they represent. I appreciate and agree with the need to maintain O'Donnell. This is exactly why I support this sale. I would probably oppose the sale to just about any other private organization. We at the Betty Brin love our home on the lakefront. We would be concerned about a potential buyer developing O'Donnell. I don't have this concern with Northwestern Mutual. It seems to me Northwestern, as I said, has far more to gain by maintaining this as an important front doorstep to Milwaukee and its corporate headquarters. Northwestern, as I said, is a main supporter of the museum. In fact, they are the philanthropic leaders that set the bar and making a positive difference in our community. I can think of no better corporate citizen in our community, and I know a lot of good ones. They are a perfect candidate to buy O'Donnell Park. They are a proven, caring company with tremendous resources, exactly what O'Donnell Park needs. They are the excellent custodians of our lakefront's pedestrian gateway. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And we have no more cards against, and I have one more speaker, Don Smiley, four.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
County Board of Supervisors. I'm Don Smiley. I'm president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. I was approached very early on by Northwestern Mutual as to what a lack of parking may do for Summerfest and for all of the other ethnic festivals in the general area of which we operate. I mean, anyone who has driven around downtown knows that there's plenty of disruption and many parking spots being lost. We had a very nice discussion. As a matter of fact, we've had a couple of discussions. And while nothing has been worked out in exact terms as to what this will all mean in the end, I trust Northwestern Mutual that it will work out and that they are smart, caring people, and they are in it for the community. I find it admirable that they could have had this discussion before they decided to put that $450 million tower downtown Milwaukee. That tower could have gone anywhere in the world. It certainly could have gone in other places in Wisconsin. This discussion could have been had prior to digging the hole and committing to the financing and the thousands of jobs that will come because of the decision that they made. They didn't come here first and say, hey, we'd like to do this prior to us making this decision on our world corporate headquarters. And when we think about that, I think we ought to think about how many companies call this the world home of XYZ company. Thank you for your consideration. I think they are a smart, caring company, and I think they would be good stewards of a parking garage and or park. And I do think that they will follow through on everything that they said and spend the money to make it even better for the public. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don. Congrats on another good Summerfest year. Okay.
Thank you.
We have several cards registered in favor, but not speaking. Mike Irvin of IUDE, Local 139. William Bondlender, did I say that right? Okay. Of BAC, what does BAC stand for?
Bricklayers, Valley Craft Workers.
Bricklayers, okay. And Ron Shumansko, did I say that right?
Not even
close. I'm butchering everybody's name. Go ahead and correct me, please.
Rick
Jemanski. Okay. Oh, that was an E. Okay, good. And Bricklayers as well. All right, good. That completes our public comment. If anybody else did not get included, feel free to fill out a blue card. And we'll have Director T. Whaley Smith come back up. I know I have an additional question. Maybe members of the board do as well. Okay. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I understand. I accept Northwestern Mutual Life as a great corporate citizen and has been since the company was organized here. But we're dealing with parkland, and I'm conflicted in the sense that for whatever has been presented to us, as far as I'm concerned, there are appropriate ways to present, and I'm not talking about today's presentation. I'm talking about the fact that this is something that had been discussed. We as supervisors have gotten individual presentations, or at least opportunity for individual presentations. But on the other hand, and I also accept that people from construction, from businesses, persons representing businesses and corporations have come forth and given us their testimony. But I do have a problem with respect to how this evolved, and I will continue to look at it as a problem. I've been a supervisor for 14 years, And I mentioned earlier about the presentations, but I also don't necessarily like the fact that at some point the administration gets into trial balloons with respect to putting information out. We're accessible. We as supervisors are accessible. And as long as I'm on this board, I'm going to talk about appropriate ways by which supervisors can be contacted. Now, I know that Director Smith, Whaley Smith, is always trying to be accessible. But I'm talking more in terms of the origin of how information got to us. And as I said before, I am sensitive to that. I will say that I'm very sensitive to that. But I'll have to figure out what I am to do with this, because if Northwestern Mutual Life, as a great corporate citizen who has decided that it's going to stay here in Milwaukee, permanently stay here in Milwaukee, has decided to use millions of dollars to come up with that new tower, as one of the those who testified not too long ago indicated that this is their doorstep, and they want to continue to be a great corporate citizen through their proposal. But on the other hand, I'm just really conflicted, and I'm conflicted by the fact that information is presented to us. It's not done necessarily directly. I am not as an elected official, represent a district of people. I am for the community. At least I believe that I'm for the community, and I want to have Milwaukee County to thrive. Milwaukee County, not only government, but the people in Milwaukee County to thrive. But I'm just going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with respect to this, because the selling of parkland is something that is happening here on the eastern side of the county, and I suspect that at some point in the near future, forces are going to gather to sell other parts of parkland in the county, maybe on the western side, maybe looking toward privatization of the zoo or some other entity, given what happened through Act 14. So I'm very conflicted. I'm very conflicted. If a lot of this interference was not in front of me, then I still might have a hard decision to make, but I just wanted to put those ideas out there. That's the way I feel about it. At this particular time. So my question is, after all that, my question is related to the deed restrictions. Mm-hmm. It sounds as if Northwestern Mutual is still looking toward a purchase, but the purchase would be in the sense that the park area would still be park area, that Betty Brand and Coast and all the other the tenants would still remain in the short term. Their leases would be looked at until such time that leases expire, and then there probably would be a renewal of the lease, at least in the short time. When I say short time, I'm talking about for the next 20 years, at least for the life of the parking structure, for the useful life of the parking structure. So I again want clarification as to if there is not to be a lease, and I heard what was said as it relates to the Common Council, actually through a majority vote could modify or remove the deed restriction, but for the future there would have to be a supermajority, or 12 out of 15 Common Council members would have to vote with respect to permanently changing the zoning, at least zoning until it's changed another time. Is that what we're looking at? I'm trying to understand the nuances before I make a decision. I'm just trying to understand the nuances. And I know that next cycle that we will have in front of us an action item, and I'd rather try to understand now as opposed to being hardened one way or another. I'm looking for information now. So.
Chairman and Supervisor, yes, Supervisor, the way that you articulated it is a good summary of the status of the transaction. The way that the deal is structured is that all existing leases are carried forward and are now the leases that have to be honored by Northwestern Mutual. They have varying expiration dates, mm-hmm. so it would be between NM and those tenants to work out that relationship. The property would be transferred pursuant to the zoning, and any change in that zoning would typically require just a simple majority vote. However, because we own, as a county, the adjacent property, 20% of the adjacent property, you could, by resolution or otherwise, require a supermajority vote to change that zoning to anything outside of the current use as parks.
On the PowerPoint, that would have been the black area, the black outlined area?
The entire O'Donnell parking structure is currently zoned parks, so it would apply to the entire structure.
Okay. So you weren't talking about, you indicated earlier there was an adjacent area that we also have, that we also own, that we as Walker County also own.
We're
referring to that.
Supervisor, we did own it. There was a transaction about 20 years ago that transferred that land to NM as part of a land swap with the city.
Yeah, because you talked about the 10 acres that were...
Correct,
okay,
correct.
Thank
so
you.
That area, what I'm referring to as the park zoning, is essentially the entire, what we think of as the O'Donnell parking structure. We are not selling anything east of Lincoln Memorial Drive. This is all west of Lincoln Memorial Drive. And north of Michigan Street, so it's what we contemplate as being the O'Donnell parking structure. That's all that we're selling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Other members? I'll ask my question about the one. There was a comment from the public about a referendum that happened in the past. And I did not hear that referendum in your presentation. What did that referendum actually ask for, and what did it pertain to in this situation?
Chairman, the act that Dan referred to, is
I
that?
I believe so.
Okay.
It was a referendum asking the public about either some part of either the sale or the transfer of property from the city to the county, or
I'm not familiar with the referendum. I'm being handed something here.
Second okay. paragraph.
So it's been in the 30s.
The city gave us the response.
Late 30s, 1940.
I'm not familiar with a referendum that was related to this particular transfer. We'd have to look into that. This is the first that I'm hearing of it.
No problem. And
Mr. Chairman?
Well, I can't take any more comments from the public anymore. I just wanted to refer that to the director, and this is an informational item, so more information will be coming forth. We also have the report from the comptroller's office and the tax force as well. That still is not in front of us either, so we'll continue to go through the process. But it sounds like, one, if that ever existed, we might have to get information about that. And there's also the question of the cost of a new structure and that being factored in the numbers in this sale.
Chairman and Supervisors, yes. As indicated in the report, the initial number that was used and is still being the initial number was $58 million to replace the garage. And that number is a preliminary number from architectural and engineering group. We expect to have that number refined when the task force issues its report. I don't believe that that's out of line because we're talking about when the garage needs to be replaced in 20 years. Currently, to do a structured parking space is about $30,000 per space. We have 1,300 spaces there. So you are talking about a cost of $40 million in today's dollars to replace that. And that's not including the work that you would have to do because it's basically a retaining wall for Wisconsin Avenue. And I probably shouldn't be indicating all of this while our potential buyer is in the room, given the complications of restructuring it, but they're well aware of this risk and these potential numbers. So the $28 million that you have in the report is simply the present value of that. You would need to save $28 million now in order to replace the garage 20 years from now at a cost of $58 million. And of course, current practice is we are not saving that money. We're using that money as a subsidy to the Parks Department, and they are, of course, making very good use of that subsidy. So what you would have to do as a board, if you want to continue to that subsidy, is to, continue that through your budgetary process. So it does not have to hit Parks. That's a policy decision for you guys to go making forward. But we're happy to answer those questions on an individual basis or in front of the committee. And again, we've been sharing information with the task force, and perhaps when that report is available, we can schedule individual meetings or a special meeting or whatever the case may be to go through those numbers in detail.
Okay. And lastly, I was just going to ask, has the city of Milwaukee been approached or members from their common council about this potential deed restriction change?
Chairman, supervisors, not by our department. There is the process that we see this going forward is a decision from this board on whether or not to sell it. Implicit in that decision is that we would support the ability to remove the deed restriction to allow the sale to go forward. But prior to making that pitch to the city, we would certainly wait for this board to make a decision.
Gotcha. Any other comments from committee? Okay. Thank you so much, Director. Thank you to the public that gave input today. And I hope everybody enjoys their day. This meeting is adjourned.
Who is that?